The housing and construction sectors are pivotal to economic growth. In fact, economists often measure the scope of growth in an economy based on the number of housing project starts reported each year. The government will implement several far-reaching initiatives to spur growth in this sector. We explore some of these on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
When the real estate sector is moving, when construction is moving, there is a lot of economic activity, and the spin-off is far and wide and deep.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation with responsibility for housing, Dr. Horace Chang. The government's approach to stimulating growth in the housing and construction sector will see more partnerships with private sector developers as opposed to construction projects that are funded solely by the state. This move, Dr. Chang says, will ensure that projects benefit from more structured delivery timelines and management systems.
The private sector is where the engine of growth must come from.
So it's a matter of getting the two sides together and doing it in a manner that will benefit the ultimate beneficiary, the worker, and the country. Of course, in that process, you not only get efficiencies from financing and management, but we'll hope some new technology, as I said, genuine competition will force individuals to look again at how they can produce billing.
The government, Mr. Chang adds, is working to identify areas which must be addressed in order to reduce unnecessary bureaucratic holdups as it seeks to partner with private sector stakeholders.
Where government can leverage its land holdings as part of it, where we can in fact facilitate financing of development, introduce cost-effective build technology and promote long-term mortgages, and while not yet fully developed, even look at the feasibility of shared equity.
The government has also committed to reducing stamp duties and transfer taxes on land transactions as part of efforts to fuel growth in the housing and construction sectors.
It is part of the need to drive and stimulate the industry. On the last occasion it was done, we knew that the markets started to see some increased activity.
Improving regulatory oversight for the housing sector is also a major objective as part of efforts to provide a greater sense of security to current and potential investors. This will begin with the establishment of a single regulatory authority for the real estate sector. The body will be formed from the merging of the Real Estate Board and the Commission of Strata Corporations. Both entities provide the primary administrative framework for the real estate sector. However, the fact that they were established using separate pieces of legislation has led to some bureaucratic inefficiencies in their operations.
We wish to improve its flexibility, ensure its efficiency, have very capable managers, and effectiveness in the discharge of their functions. Plans are therefore in place. In fact, we have gone a far way in approving the legislation to amalgamate the board into a single regulatory authority for the real estate sector.
The Rent Board Act is also to be amended this legislative year.
The old Rent-to-Dall Act, I think it was the Bailiff Act then, allowed us to throw people on the street too easily. The new one allowed people to stay in there too long and destroy housing, so it doesn't work. We have to find the appropriate medium as far as the Rent Act is concerned.
Minister Chang adds that the government's long-term goal is to introduce a modern suite of legislation pertaining to housing and construction to ensure that efforts to grow the sector occur in structured fashion. The government has much more planned to stimulate growth in the housing sector. Next week, we'll continue our look at the plans. Until then, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll-free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.